Dictation for Larry Baker, B-A-K-E-R, January 654, address as a letter, Dr. Kevin, K-E-V as in Victor, I-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Reed, a follow-up for Mr. Baker with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, left nephrectomy, nephrotic range proteinuria. Last visit, February 2022. Some frequency nocturia, urinary flow in the weak side, but no severe. No infection, cloudiness, or blood. Denies hospital emergency room. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or bowel changes. No gross edema, claudication symptoms. No chest pain, palpitation, or syncope. Has chronic dyspnea. On activity, not at rest. No purulent material hemoptysis. Uses CPAP machine at night. Uses inhalers, no oxygen, no smoking, denies localized pain or anti-inflammatory agent exposure, review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Aldactone, Lisinopril, Felodipine, Metoprolol. On diabetes cholesterol management, has a continuous glucose monitor. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 350, blood pressure 128/66 on the left side. Has a glucose monitor on the right. Alert or intestine flea, no gross respiratory distress. Lungs are clear distant, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, morbid obesity. Cannot assess internal organs. There is no gross edema or neurological problems. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries. Normal albumin, calcium. This is from February. Sodium in the low side. Normal potassium. Bicarbonate at 22. Creatinine at 1.8. Through the last 1-2 years, 1.36, 1.25, 1.17, 1.52. Present GFR will be in the 50s and 60s. It has gross proteinuria. Recent A1C diabetes at 7.7, better control. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3 or better, related to diabetic nephropathy with gross proteinuria, previously documented nephrotic range, however, non-nephrotic syndrome as there is no edema or low albumin. It has a prior left-sided nephrectomy, hyperfiltration injury is also in the differential diagnosis, does not require any invasive procedures or serology, clinically stable, blood pressure improved. We discussed about risk factors modification. He already has a glucose monitor that is allowing feedback to adjust diet, A1C fairly well controlled, tolerating ACE inhibitors, among other blood pressure medications, blood pressure well controlled, on cholesterol management. He's trying to also lose further weight. He already is on Aldactone, so I'm not offering him to change to Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A. It's not needed. Prior use of Farxiga, but it was too expensive for him to continue using it. all issues discussed with the patient, would like to see him in 6 months.